Hello, this is my Easter week diary for April the 3rd, 2018. Today is Tuesday in Easter week. This is a reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 12. If Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. Here ends the reading. In this very serpentine and convoluted, and some might even say circular, passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul lays out the fundamental fact of the Christian faith. The Christian faith hinges, rises or falls, succeeds or fails, is true or a lie, upon the fact that Jesus has been raised. From time to time, people ask me, do you really believe that that actually happened? I mean, the reason that we contend with that question is that none of us have ever seen a dead person get up. We know that what's dead stays dead. It is scientifically impossible, so far as we know, to reanimate a dead body. And in spite of the conflicted reports of would-be eyewitnesses across time and space, we 21st century skeptics have much to be skeptical about. But again, the Christian proclamation is not about whether or not we believe. The Christian proclamation is that at a time, in a place, this happened. Paul theologizes about the implications of Christ not being raised from the dead, not the least of which that our faith is futile if Jesus is still in the tomb. If in this life only, Paul says, we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. So where does that leave us? Us folks who are still prone to doubt, still prone to worry about fact, still prone to need proof. Well, it leaves us in the same place as those early followers of Jesus who did not benefit from seeing him. Other people saw the risen Lord. They proclaimed that message. And for those who had not seen Jesus, they had a choice. Either believe the truthful testimony of those eyewitnesses or not. And I would say it still hasn't changed. We can believe the confused, heartfelt, inconsistent, excited, terrified testimonies of those early witnesses, or we can choose not to believe them. But the proclamation of the church remains the same, that Jesus has been raised. This is the great hope of the Christian faith. It separates the Christian faith from other traditions. I'm not saying that makes us better or it makes us the only true faith. It makes our faith true for us. It is the proclamation of the church. The Nicene Creed: crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He has been raised. That is the testimony of the church. That is the proclamation of hope. And that is our faith. If in this life only we had faith in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. He has been raised. Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, who by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, destroyed death and brought to life and immortality those who believe in him, grant that we who have been raised with him may abide in his presence and rejoice in the hope of his eternal glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be dominion and praise forever and ever. Amen.